Am I allowed to think that two black people look alike?
I've always wondered this. It's really hard because you can, you're allowed to confuse two people.
Well, you're
allowed to confuse two people, but if they're black, it's against the law.
Yes.
I mean, that's unfair.
Social law.
That's unfair.
Social law. Yeah. And pretty soon regular law, I'm guessing, because if I do think the two black people look alike, I keep it to myself.
Oh, no, you can never mention it. Yeah. I always pretend like it's the first time I'm ever meeting a black person. I don't want to confuse them.
Wait a minute. You don't want to confuse them with each other, or you don't want to confuse them?
Both. Okay, both. I'm a confusing individual.
I do get that. And that's the deal. If I think that you look like another white person, that's not a big deal. But if I think that one black actor looks like another black actor, mm-hmm. a blackter, mm-hmm. I, again, keep it to myself.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's like, it's kind of the social equivalent of you never ask a woman how far along she is.
Yeah.
You can be like, just in case she's not pregnant.
You can't feed that kid just alfalfa spouts. What kid?
I've done that before, by the way.
I did that one time to Tia. I mean, I was a little kid.
No, I was 21, 22, something like that. Oh. It was very painful.
Can you just give me some quick backstory?
I was working in the restaurant, and there was this pregnant girl that was there, and they were all talking about her baby, and everybody was so excited, and I got caught up in the moment, and I started walking back to the kitchen, and this girl that worked with me was walking next to me, and I was like caught up in the moment. I was like, oh man, how far along are you? Not pregnant.
It was a different girl?
It was a different girl. Not pregnant.
My goodness, bro.
I learned my lesson that day.
Yeah, there's some things that you keep to yourself. And I do understand why black people would feel that way, because for such a long time, have you ever heard that clip, maybe Week in Review, of Samuel L. Jackson being interviewed by somebody that he was Lawrence Fishburne, mm-hmm. I believe it was. And man, he lit him up.
Yep.
He lit him up. And I get it. I get it. So I am 100% sure that I am not allowed to think the two Asian people look alike.
Would you not say that that is more socially acceptable in this country than like black people? It almost feels like you're going to be.
Don't say lynched. Don't say lynched.
I was not going to.
Oh, and I don't think you should.
Okay. To edit or not to edit? That is the question.
If we just put the word Jane in front of it. But wait a minute. Is lynch only a hateful murder?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know if it's a word just for hanging, or if it means like you're doing it for hateful reasons.
2 Week in Reviews in the first 2 minutes. I mean, is that even possible?
We're going to wind up with a show that's purely Week in Review, where we're just insulting each other back and forth.
Aren't we like headed there, really? The way this show is happening, it's like Week in Review is cannibalizing the rest of the show. We're so stupid.
I have to let the audience know about what I'm thinking right now.
Uh-oh.
I got to tell you, I'm...
Wieners.
I usually get... Man, you're just going for the low-hanging fruit, aren't you?
Is that a wiener joke?
Yes, it is.
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
I totally forgot what I was about to say. Sorry.
You had to let the people know what you were thinking about right now.
Yeah.
I'll just keep trucking along and it'll come back to you.
You go ahead.
Is it racist if it's a compliment? I know I'm not the first person to say this, but like Asians are good at math. Is that racist?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a really tough one.
Because then you're really on a razor's edge there between that and Asians are bad drivers. Is that racist? Because who gives a bleep?
Well, it's kind of like saying all black guys have big dicks.
That's a great one.
I mean,
that's a great one.
Are you kidding me?
And like somebody next to you is like, hey, you don't talk about us like that. Mine is very tiny. Yes, and that is exactly right. And I just think that these are things that we need to talk about. Not that the Chappelle Show is gone. Somebody needs to delve into these racial waters.
They've done it many times.
And who is better than two cracker-ass crackers? Like, that's like, you know, the Menendez family.
Well, we're 50% Hispanic.
Cuban, yeah. I think that helps us out
50%,
a little bit.
50%, so we have a little bit of leeway in the minority groups.
I think you're right about that. And yeah, so I think...
Unfortunately, if I'm wrong... We're going to die.
Don't say lynched. They have accepted us as kind of like, black by proxy.
No, they haven't.
I'm pretty sure that they have.
I can't do this joke with you. No, they have not.
I'm telling you, all the Spanish kids, like right as I was coming out of school, they were dropping the N-word with the A at the end, and they seemed to be getting along just fine.
Well,
not me. I'm still scared.
No,
I know.
No. That, to be honest with you, even if I was given... access to that word by every black person on earth, it just doesn't fit in my lexicon. Like I don't have the the language skills for that.
Well, you just grew up in a time where it was a time bomb, and I did too, and I have absolutely no interest, but it is replete in the way the kids talk
now. Well, the soft A, you never do the hard R.
I was thinking, you know, my son and I started doing, you know, like we're doing a little podcast now that we have the studio set up, and we were considering calling it the hard R's.
No, man. No.
Is that bad?
That's considering the age of your son, yes.
He's the one who came up with it.
That is troublesome.
Speaking of sneaking into Mexico, because you know the place where you can get mastectomies a little bit cheaper, my name is Ryan.
And my name is Tyler.
And we are those guys you hate. Garcelle Beauvau, Wyclef Jean, and Perry Pierre. And welcome to the show that would rather die than go to the hospital. To my left, a man who doesn't even know what the word Armageddon means, Mr. Tyler Menendez. Tyler, how you been being?
I know what Armageddon means.
Tyler, it's not like it's the end of the world. I'm so sorry about that. I made him answer that way.
When's the last time you've stepped outside?
I'm so scared of everything that's happening. I really am.
He really is, ladies and gentlemen. He's laughing as he says it, but that is a legitimate fact.
That's actually not true. I've been out and about. I don't even want to disclose what I've been doing. I've been hugging other people's mail and licking people's steering wheels.
Are you one of those people who goes down and starts licking doorknobs and
I'm
stuff?
A doorknob licker.
Ooh.
Come and get me, ooh. Uncle Sam.
Well, on today's show, you and I,
that's us,
are going to travel where the sun don't shine.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I'm going to set up shop and stay. And also on today's show, my face hurts. I have a toothache that started yesterday. I woke up in the middle of the night and my face, it's such a terrible pain. It got into my ears and up into my eye, into my right eye.
A lot of nerves up there in your head.
A lot of nerves.
I will say this, just as a concerned brother and concerned citizen.
I'm feeling good about what you're starting with.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just out of concern and love for you,
please,
I should say that.
Continue. My nipples are hard.
If you feel the way that you look, you should.
I'm gonna stop you right
you
there.
You should probably go to the hospital. I had to say it.
Is it the skin?
It's really all of it.
I've had to go from Vaseline regular to Vaseline intensive care, which I'm very worried about. Now, listen, I was nervous on episode 1 and 2, and I barely got any sleep last night. So to prove how witty I am, there's like 10 minutes of gold in the middle of session 3. I dare for you guys to go find it. And another thing that has got me in a bad mood is all these effing animal people have been after me all week, okay? And so finally, we got a dog. I mean, the timing on that couldn't have worked out better. It barked right when we needed it to.
None of them are trained. It's just... It's
shitting all over the place.
It's like Dr. Doolittle in here.
And so all you animal people, please back off. We don't want it anymore. And
the bad one with Robert Downey Jr.
We've got the dog.
Not the Eddie Murphy Doolittle.
Yeah, so just leave us alone. Enough. I love it. We love animals. Please listen to our show. We love animals. It's a big, great thing.
I am loving this dog, though.
Yeah, it's really, it hasn't been rough at all. Let's do the thing that we always do. Oh, and you know what? Last week, you told me you didn't like the Depression Index song. You said it was a bit of a bummer. I am, much like you, a man of the people, so I listened and I did something about it. Let's do the Depression Index. No one cares, you don't know what to do. The world has all but given up on you. Your only joy's derived from huffing glue. Depression Index. Lost your job and then you lost your house. Every relationship has all gone south. Even put the barrel in your mouth. Depression Index now. What the Depression Index is a machine that I built with my hands very poorly, and we spin it to let you know where we are on our depression journey, so you can decide if you want to bleep off.
It really seems like you went the other way on the music.
I can never make you, you're like the animal people. You're like Cheryl Baskins or whatever the hell her name is.
Bro, don't you talk about her, she'll come after us.
Look at your eyes,
She'll come after us,
she
man.
Does seem a bit litigious. I can't ever make you happy.
Just find some middle ground.
Second voice crack. Tyler.
Yeah, what's happening with me?
My boy's grown enough.
Jeez.
Tyler, depression index me, brother.
All right. We're going to have to figure out a new way to do this because I don't like spinning this machine.
Your arms are completely gone. He's doing it with his chin at this point.
I'm going to have to slowly move to my teeth. I...
Ooh.
Oh, big spin.
Oh! Hey! Keep it away from the equipment, bro.
Out of four.
Wow! Yeah. That might be the lowest I've ever seen in our five episodes or whatever.
Yep.
All right,
we're
now let me...
Episode four.
As the straight man in here, let me gauge the depression index up like I always do. Session four on 4-4. How about that?
How about that?
4-4-4 signifies a higher purpose and inner wisdom. What
oh
I'm gonna,
my God. Oh
we my get it. God. You worked at a chicken place. Now, what? The way that I'm going to ruin this, like I always do, I'm going to talk about quarantine silver linings again. And I'm going to talk about what has been going on with the podcast. I was out fishing on a golf course the other day, and I saw a father and daughter on a blanket having a tea party in the middle of the fairway.
That's nice.
And I filled up with emotion. I really did. And it made me wonder, when was the last time, if ever, that these two have ever done that? Obviously, I don't know the answer to that, but it makes me, how many people are spending time with some of their family members that they've never done before? So there is some silver lining to all of this.
This really shows you where my head's at, because the moment you said that, that's very cool. But at the same time, get the fuck off the fairway, all right?
Nobody's playing golf out there.
What if I want to go out there and play golf?
All you have to do is yell...
Corona?
Four!
Oh.
Session
yeah, wow.
four! Yeah!
Really missed that one.
And I will tell you, when this thing first started off, I was in such a bad mood. When we did episode one, episode two, I was scared that my world was coming apart. I have completely gone the opposite way. I don't want this to end. I won't want people to die. And I don't want for the first time, I will tell you, and this is the last time I'm going to mention it because I don't want to bring the show down. Starting to see people that you are a couple steps removed from you pass away. Like you're seeing like an actual retribution from this.
I'm getting emotional whiplash from the dichotomy of the music and your words. It's really throwing me through a loop right now.
You know, people dying have a real silver lining. You know what I mean? My drive into work isn't going to be so bad. So anyway, and also this week, the show went live. I cannot explain to you about how amazing that's been. What we've experienced so far has been crazy. So anyway, here's my last little scientific fact like I've been doing. And I read a study where researchers examined hundreds of baseball players' rookie cards and they measured the width of each player's smile. The researchers found a correlation between a player's smile and their lifespan. Those with the biggest grins went on to live an average of 7 years longer than the players who either didn't smile or only smiled a little.
I bet you that paper doesn't say whether those 7 years were filled with happiness or not.
They had colostomy bags. Their grandkids never talked to them. It was terrible. And Tyler asked me to say rate, review, and subscribe. So
no, you never say that.
So I got to tell you, I am at a, even with my face falling off, I'm at a two. Hit it with my bad tooth and it came out.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
I can't speak for everybody, but if somebody if somebody tells me to rate and subscribe, I am not gonna do it simply to spite you.
Okay, well, you're not a good. Okay, yeah. Okay, we also got a cat. Okay, is that good with everybody?
I mean, those are just domestic. These are just domestic house pets. I mean, you're not really going out of your way.
Well, I mean, my second voice crack. I mean, listen. I went out into the neighborhood. I bagged all the pussy. All I want for people to do is just give me props.
You gotta stop. Like the rough jokes I tolerate, you gotta stop it with the pussy jokes with the cats.
What rough jokes?
Just please, can we continue?
Okay, well, actually, you know what, Tyler? And this might be something that you don't know. We put it all out.
There's many things I don't know.
We got some advertising this year.
What?
Yes, dude. We put out our first three sessions. We got advertising. So let's quickly just get one of these out of the way. We've only been sitting down for a few minutes, but let's get this out of the way and we'll come back and we will get right back to where we are. We are those guys you hate. All hail the capitalist regime. Hi, this is Ryan from Those Guys You Hate. I'm addressing this directly to all of you out there in your office or running errands, enjoying everything that this world has to offer. George Orwell once said, "The most effective way to destroy people is to deny their understanding of their own history." Wow, that's pretty deep. But I think I know what Giorgio was talking about. While you gallivant, flitter, and Twitter your life away, I have to ask, where is your grandma? As you stop in your third Starbucks of the day, is your Nana sitting at home collecting bed sores like Pokemon? Not anymore. Welcome to Abuela by Lar.
Abuela by Lar.
It's not your fault that your grandma was born before the internet. Why should you have to suffer? At Abuela by Lar, we'll do something your grandpa never did. We take your grandma out dancing. You hit the gym while we do the swim at Abuela by Lar.
Abuela by Lar.
Abuela by Lar offers so many different packages. From cheapskates who kind of love their grandma all the way up to real grandkids, Abuela by Lar's got you covered. Our standard members get to live their life with peace of mind, knowing that trained specialists are showing the old gal a good time. For an extra $50 a month, gold members get the satisfaction knowing that grandma's gonna paint the town red. And for our VIP members, don't wait up. Grandma won't be back until the cows come home. You can go and smoke pot, and she can do the foxtrot with Abuela by Lar.
Abuela by Lar.
Bad hip? No problem. We have the nation's leader specializing in the hand jive. That's jive, you sickos. With Abuela by Lar.
Abuela by Lar.
We know that she grew up in different times, so we do take race requests. Use promo code HAY to checkout. That's H-A-T-E for a complimentary happy ending. Jump in the jacuzzi and she'll do the watoozie with Abuela by Lar.
Abuela by Lar.
So call today and let go of the hassle of having to do the hustle with Abuela by Lar.
Abuela by Lar.
Those guys.
Wendy's breakfast.
You hate.
I'm looking at you, you redheaded bitch.
Those guys, you hate. Guys, you hate. Guys, you hate.
And we are back. You know, Tyler, I have never been a huge proponent of capitalism, but now seeing all this money come funneling in because we are rich. We're rich. We're rich now.
You still haven't told me how much we're getting paid.
Don't worry about that. We'll work that out
at
some point.
Seems like a really important detail.
I have never been a big proponent of capitalism or this consumer culture. But, and I don't have any idea what would be better, but I have started thinking, hey, now that we're getting this money, I could reinvest it in some of my own businesses. Like, think about this, okay?
Oh, boy.
I'm thinking about putting some of my money, like, I'm thinking about back, or like, kind of starting up, like, a flower store, okay?
Okay,
like, and
okay.
What about this? What do you think about the name of this? Back to the Fuchsia.
That's not bad.
That's not terrible, right?
You're such a nerd.
Oh, whoa. I told you we got
what
that.
What the fuck is that?
It's the alpaca. I told you we got the alpaca.
How did you get an alpaca?
You said we're going on a trip.
Oh, it spits. It spits.
Watch out. It spits. Is that fine for you, you fucking animal people?
It's not fine for me. I live here.
All right. Now, before we do weekend review, there was something very regrettable that happened last week. And actually, I don't even know if I should be playing this or not because... But you know what? I want to deal with these problems head on. If we're going to be a podcast that steps over the line sometimes and we try to break down social norms, like starting the show off by saying, hey, am I allowed to think the two black people look alike? Knowing that we're coming from a good place, I want to step out in front of this thing.
All right, go ahead.
Last week, regrettably, I said que Tieri Palante is a workout banger.
Okay.
A song by Daddy Yankee.
Okay.
It has been brought to my attention that there is an issue, okay? Let me play this for you, and let me see if you can hear it, okay?
All right.
Did you hear that?
I did not.
Did you hear that?
Could do it one more time?
Can you believe that?
I don't know what he's saying. I can't hear him.
I'm pretty sure that's a Sieg Heil. I don't think you could say that, dude. Well, and the reason that I'm playing this is because we're stepping up to the plate and we do not endorse that, Daddy Yankee, if that is your real name.
Are you trying to imply that Daddy Yankee is secretly putting messages in his songs of supporting Nazism?
Well, you have subliminal messages. This is straight up liminal. He's just screaming it. There's like seven of them. I'm just telling you that I don't support that. And Daddy Yankee, go to your room.
What really worries me is the fact that your brain works in such a way that You got that. Okay, we got everyone. The audience has it.
Okay? I'm sorry. I just love the sounds. Well, let's move on. I won't play any more sounds.
We're already 20 minutes in and we haven't even done Week in Review yet.
Let's do Week in Review. What Week in Review is Tyler and I have been just gyrating, bloviating, disgusting, sweet gas bags our whole life, and we talk about a lot of things that we don't know about, and we try to jam it down your throat. We go back on the next show, and we prove that that all of that is true.
Yes.
On last week's show, I said that there was a theory that The Wizard of Oz was about the gold standard. Was I correct or incorrect?
I believe that you were correct. What was it?
Correcto!
Yeah! Now, let me explain that to you, okay?
I want to go do a bunch of shots of tequila.
That ain't terrible. Beer, listen. When I'm correct, I'm very correct.
That's a banger.
I'm going to... How about that, Daddy Yankee? Now, let me give you just quickly who all the players were in this theory. Dorothy was the common citizen. Mm-hmm. The Tin Man was the industrial worker. Mm-hmm. Scarecrow was the farmers. Oh. Okay. The Cowardly Lion was the politician William Jennings Bryan, seen by many at the time as being all talk and no action.
What a jackass.
I have no fucking clue who that person is.
Sounds like a real dick, though.
They travel along the yellow brick road, which is the gold standard itself, to the wizard, who was President Grover Cleveland, who was making these decisions at the time. Oz, the abbreviation for ounce, which was the standard for measuring gold, still is. Emerald City is green, which represents a dollar. And finally, the Wicked Witch of the West, who gets killed by water, is drought.
How fascinating.
Was it? I don't know. It was a lot of information, but it proves that I was right.
But since you... And that's all that matters, right?
It's the only thing I care about.
Screw the entertainment.
That's why we started this show, to prove that I'm right about stuff.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody, and have a good one. On last week, I discussed, is there a green brick road in Wizard of Oz?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
We did discuss that. Ryan, was I correct?
When you said it, my thought was that you were correct. Were you? Huh, that's unfortunate. I thought you were.
That sounds like somebody's about to get sacrificed at an altar somewhere.
I just took that off of a snuff film that I have in my room.
There is not a green brick road. However, it does say in the original novel, which I knew it was old, came out in 1900. That is crazy.
Yeah, this was before modern day.
Yeah, no, it was wild. And in the original, you're absolutely right. She wears silver slippers instead of ruby.
They made them rubies in the movie, right?
Yep. And I actually think they did that because of color. I think because back then
the cameras
couldn't pick up silver like that. Anyway, and that green dye that the witch wore, the actress who wore the witch, really fucked her up.
Yeah, because it had like lead in it or something, didn't it?
Yeah, it was toxic
stuff. That's what you get.
For being an actor?
You got to commit. Have you ever heard of My Left Foot? Daniel Day-Lewis didn't use his hands for a fucking 6 months, bro.
Daniel Day-Lewis chopped off his leg. Yeah. What have you done with your life? There is actually...
Week in Review.
There's actually a section of the book that they don't show in the movie where there's actually a big section where she goes and finds the village of all the Munchkins. In the movie, she just winds up there. She lands very close.
Okay.
In the book, she has to go find it. And when she arrives, there are many roads.
Can you say Munchkins? It's 2019.
That's what they're called in the book. Mm. I am referencing...
That is not aging gracefully.
Historical literature.
Whoever wrote that, you're a bigot.
I mean, they're just born in the 1900s.
Like Morgan Freeman. 1900s. Sorry.
What?
Sorry, Dad.
That didn't even... So anyway, there are a bunch of roads, but I could not find any colors relating to any of those roads except for, obviously, the Golden Brick Road.
You know what? It rang a bell with me. Anyway, on last week's show, we said some pretty awful things about Morgan Freeman that I don't want to mention because Dad yelled at me.
Yeah. Our dad was not happy with
it. It was
that
the only thing that he brought up. He's like, yeah, it was good, but what'd you do to Morgan Freeman? Were we correct or incorrect in our assumptions?
Of what?
Of what we said about him. I'm not saying it again.
That he gets a dot for every time he does something terrible? I wasn't going to say it again.
We were incorrect.
I thought he got Me Too'd.
He did get Me Too'd, but that's the problem with Me Too'd. It's such a large fluctuation of like you said, like Aziz Ansari is not Weinstein.
Yeah.
So, but everybody got lumped in together because honestly, it's just the bad behavior of Hollywood for so long. People just got so sick of it.
Well, and
old white guys doing whatever they fucking feel like.
Agreed. But it's also the mob mentality, which is what the internet is. Once the internet,
thanks a lot, social media.
Once the internet collectively gets angry at you, they will stop at nothing to take you down.
They make what Harvey Weinstein did look bad, right? Bad?
Wow, that really went off the rails.
I fixed it. I didn't say it. Eight women came out against him. One production assistant who was on the set of, do you remember the comedy Going in Style, which is where they were all getting older? It was like four older guys.
I get it, but no.
Said that Freeman kept trying to lift up my skirt and asking if I was wearing underwear. It's really hard to imagine.
Oh, old men are dirty, man. Yeah. They're dirty.
What happens? You're like testosterone dips.
You stop giving a shit.
And then it comes back up. You let your ear hair grow out. You start farting in public.
Well, like, hey, what are you going to do? I'm going to die any day now. Like, I got, you know, what consequences?
Another woman interviewed Freeman at a press junket, which makes me think that they were in front of a bunch of people. She was 6 months pregnant. While shaking her hand and not letting go, he told her, boy, do I wish I was there. I don't know what that means. And then added in, you are ripe.
Oh,
that's
ripe is a terrible word in that situation.
That is not great. Oh, that's the chipmunk that I got. Don't worry about that. And then there was one other woman who, in front of a group of men, he looked her up and down and said, how do you feel about sexual harassment? Kind of ironic. But the last thing that I'm going to say is those things are all terrible and you shouldn't do them to people. It's not rape. That's not rape.
And we were making a joke.
Sorry, Dad.
Obviously.
And also Tommy Lee Jones.
I'm sure he's had all the same dots for a long time.
We have to connect the dots on Week in Review. Tyler, go ahead.
Last week we were talking about any movies you cannot watch after the first go through. You remember that conversation?
Oh, sure. You and I actually have had that conversation many times in our lives.
Yeah. I decided to do my top three that I could come up with off the top of my head.
Can I guess one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, what was the Event Horizon?
No.
Okay.
No,
that one tormented you as a child.
That one, our cousin who is older than us
showed
me that movie when I was like 8 years old, and
that's her claim to fame, is just showing us movies that fucked us up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me the three.
So mine, I mentioned Alpha Dog last week. That's definitely in the top three.
Okay.
I'm going Saw 3. I've only seen two Saws. The first Saw, which was suspenseful, it was a thriller, it was awesome.
The first Saw was incredible.
Incredible.
And I don't like I don't like movies like that.
But the third one, I didn't see the second one. The third one was just like some lady getting her ribs ripped out of her chest and just like really gruesome.
Just gore.
Gore, just the gore. And I don't like that. And Requiem for a Dream.
Because that one will
ruin your life.
I got to tell you something. I never even gave that one a shot because of, especially where I was in my life when that came out. Much like Knocked Up. When Knocked Up came out, my son's mom was pregnant. I'm like, I don't need any of those problems. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Tyler, on last week's show, you said that Fight Club Brad Pitt looked better than Snatch Brad Pitt. Is that correct or incorrect?
It absolutely is.
Well, let's find out.
Was it?
Okay, he looks great.
Oh my God. I am right now looking at the picture of Fight Club Brad Pitt when he's on the edge of the fight circle. Shirt is off, cigarette in mouth, hair's a mess.
He looks like he smokes cigarettes. There's a lot of actors out there who have a cigarette and it looks like the most foreign thing in their fucking hands.
Yep.
He looks like he smokes a cigarette. And I'll tell you, I'm not gay, probably. I'd hit that.
I'm not gay. Yes, I am.
Maybe. All right. So that's Fight Club Brad Pitt.
Uh-huh.
Snatch Brad Pitt.
Nah, I'm still going Fight Club.
Now, his hair looks way better in Fight Club. It's more modern. He's not a pikey. If you haven't seen Snatch, go get that, bro. It is the best.
The beard really works on him for that photo and Snatch.
But you know what so you're saying that Snatch is better?
No. Fight Club is better. I'm just saying
what you said last time. So, okay, yes. Great. All right.
Correcto!
But what we didn't factor in was Cool World Brad Pitt. Oh, that's terrible.
If you've never seen Cool World, go watch it.
Keep it that way.
It's a cheap knockoff of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but they tried to...
It was more adult themed, wasn't it?
It was like sexual and stuff. Ryan, we asked last week, did that prince rape Snow White?
Prince Charming.
Yes.
I mean, he kissed her without her saying yes. I would say that is correct.
Perfect.
Correcto!
We're going to get our timing down, I swear, guys.
Wait, this can all be fixed in editing.
Yeah, we can it, though.
So, we asked, did that prince rape Snow White? I'm going to have to use some serious nuance here. Technically, he forced himself on her while she was passed out. So, yes, that would be rape. However,
there was no...
No, it doesn't have to be penetration.
Okay.
However, the first words in the definition of rape are unlawful sexual activity. Unlawful, Ryan. He's a prince. He is the law.
Wow.
Plus, he's white, rich, handsome, owns a horse, and it was 1937. So,
is he going to get in trouble? Nay.
Let's call that. I'm so glad you said that. Let's call this another Prince Andrew situation. Yes.
That rotten bastard.
He did it, but there won't be any consequences. And obviously, instead of the prince fucking a bunch of little kids, like in Prince Andrew's case.
We don't know how old Snow White was.
Epstein didn't kill himself. This prince.
Jeez.
This prince only went to first base with her. At the time, lifeless corpse.
I have not heard first base in quite some time.
Silver linings, Ryan.
So he's not a rapist. He's a necrophiliac.
He is a sexual predator on dead bodies.
I actually really like the idea that he is judge and jury on himself.
He's the prince.
It is good to be king, mother bleeper. Tyler, on last week's show, I said that 2,700. I'm having trouble with all this tea that I'm drinking. Tyler, on last week's show, I said that 2,700 left-handed people die annually from using right-handed products. Is that correct or incorrect?
Very intense and fast.
Yes. So yeah, that's generally my style.
Ugh. He did that eyebrow thing where he raises them both and just nods lecherously. I'm going to say you were right.
Correct!
Yeah! Now, but it made me wonder, how are people dying? What are you using, right-handed scissors? Just flip them over, you idiot. The best answer that I got was machinery and equipment, and this actually makes sense. Circular saws, chainsaws often have safety guards and cut switches that are positioned for right-hand use only. So if you're holding it with your left hand, you got to go across the blade to get it.
Totally makes sense.
The worst information that I got was non-rigid, dull, serrated knives. The serration is on the wrong side, and it causes the knife to cut.
You're boring the
audience.
It's
boring as hell. And the most interesting fact that I got was there's a study of baseball players. My second study of baseball players. What are the chances of that? That the main lifespan of left-handers is 9 months shorter than that of right-handers. The proportion of left-handers is 13% in their 20s, but only 1% in their 80s.
Wow, numbers! You brought sheep?
I got sheep, yeah.
Dude, this isn't a fucking farm.
I just wanted these people to stop emailing me, bro.
Why?
It is the absolute worst.
Can I ask you, where did you get all these animals from?
I got a guy. Don't you worry about it. I got a guy, all right? Don't even worry about it.
All right.
All right, and do you have any more? Because I have two. Oh, I have three left, actually.
Hit me.
I'll do them very quickly. And this one isn't even. Last week, we were talking about coconuts killing 150. We talk a lot about death and rape last week.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately. Yeah. Sorry, Dad. We talked about coconuts killing 150 people, and then we walked out back. We have a palm tree in the back. We're living in Miami, so everybody has at least 4 or 5 palm trees. We saw a coconut fall from, what, 20 feet?
Yep.
That shit would absolutely, if you weren't dead, you'd want to be.
You could feel the vibrations through the ground when it landed.
Yes. And, like usual, I have one of these. On last week's show, you said this.
The suspect dove into a nearby lake where he drowned to death.
Where he drowned to death.
Yeah, drowned to death.
It's a bit redundant.
Where he drowned to death.
Drowned to death. A bit redundant on my part. I'm sorry.
Drowned to death.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yeah, technically.
Wait. He's coming back, ladies and gentlemen.
No, technically, I'm right because you can drown and survive.
It,
thank you very much.
It's absolutely not true.
Yes, it is.
I looked it up before I went and got this sound because I didn't want this. I didn't want you to turn it back on me. I'm not doing a Mexican standoff with you.
Damn it.
And finally. Last week, I just casually threw out that Hitler was the second most famous person ever. Was that correct?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Correct!
Yes!
Who's first? Jesus?
He was sandwiched right in between Jesus. Very good. And can you guess who the third person was? Somebody who I wouldn't have guessed.
Bill Gates.
Marilyn Monroe.
What?
Yeah, that's what they said.
What?
I agree with you.
Where'd you get this list?
I made it up myself. Now, here is something that we have in common with Hitler, which is not something that I had anticipated ever saying on this show.
Okay.
What we have in common with him is we are now on Spotify, sandwiched in between Those Guys, but Guys has a Z, Those Guys from Wichita and Those Gays podcast.
Oh.
How about that?
We're doing the wrong show.
Well, we're the gay guys from Wichita.
That you hate.
And that is Week in Review.
All right.
How about that,
it.
Tyler? That was very, very good.
How now, about that?
I want to go forward here with something very quickly. And this has gone poorly, okay? And it's unfortunate because I was so excited about this. And every week I've been, you know, previewing one of these songs that hopefully I can have a CD up, maybe as extra content for people who help out with the Patreon or something like that. And every week you find a reason to ruin it, man.
It's been 2 weeks in a row, and both times the messages were two things that I did not want to be a part of.
And that's the whole thing, is that you don't understand artistic license. You don't understand metaphor. And I'm going to try it again. I'm going to try it again because I'm not giving up and I'm not going to let you beat me down. You get stoppo. This is a
lot of Nazi talk this week.
Don't make me go get that sound again. Now, this is another little track, another little ditty off of my album. Okay. Now, this one's called Time to Heal.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That sounds good.
Let's find out what problem you have with this one.
That moment that I saw you, I knew you were the one. I caught you outside walking, your hair glowed in the sun. Ever since that day together, we're like Bonnie and Clyde. No, I always feel much safer when I got you by my side. They don't wanna see us happy, they don't understand our love. Judge the way you're looking at me, but when push comes to shove, if you make me spell it out, I'll be as blunt as I can. Believe in physical relations between a dog and a man.
So
wait, what?
What? What now?
Between a dog and a man?
Yeah, that's right. What's the problem?
Sexual relations between a dog and a man?
So here's the deal. I don't like animals enough, and now I like animals too much. I'm tired of this, bro. I'm tired of this. I can never do anything right on this show.
Could you just like animals without fucking them?
I've never tried that. I'll have to get back to you on that. I'm not sure. They like it rough.
God damn it!
Yeah, sorry. Moving on!
All right, you know what, Ryan? This is a perfect opportunity for me to take the reins because...
Oh, there's a first.
I gotta get something off of my chest.
I mean, I have a joke for that.
I gotta get something off of my chest.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm not great at the whole express my emotions thing.
I actually do know that very well. I stopped trying to talk to you once we moved in here.
Smart.
Yeah.
There's something I really wanted to get off of my chest, but I couldn't find a way to express myself properly.
Okay.
However, I think I found a workaround.
Have you tried using your words?
That's stupid. If you will kindly start the music,
okay,
we can begin.
Okay, you ready?
Let's do this. All right. I'm a little nervous, but I think I can do this.
And go time. What the fuck is this?
Ryan,
mm-hmm.
the title of my poem is Blue as Ice, As Cold as Your Heart.
Blue as ice, cold as your heart. Okay. All right. I'm sure there's a balls joke coming up somewhere.
Are you ready, Ryan?
Please don't look at me like that. I have the headphones on.
I walk to the door, eager to discuss this wonderful news. Oh, yes, how I must. Self-preservation and caution thrown to the wind. I confidently knock. Oh, what a state I am in. But alas, my happiness is not to be. As you open the door, my eyes, they roam free. Oh, my eyes, what have you done? I come to converse, have some laughs, maybe some fun. As my gaze lowers, what do I see? Is that underwear? Not exactly. Bluer than blue, what a sight to behold. How anyone can be this blind? It's bolder than bold. Unfortunately for me, I can't help but notice. Those briefs are so very tight. I'd hate to read the prognosis. I say this is a warning, so don't be a prick. No brother should have to see that detailed of an outline on their brother's dick. Thank you!
Wow, that actually was pretty good.
I'd like to dedicate that poem to Ryan's junk.
But wait a minute. Wait, first of all, I will be signing autographs after the show. And second of all, it's really funny that you said this because... you knocked on my door, I opened it up, And then you talked to me. You didn't really say anything about it.
What am I going to say?
You went back to your room.
There's your penis. All right.
Then RJ came to the door and knocked on it. I opened it up. I was on the phone when both of you guys did it. And he was like, visually startled.
They're so tight and they're so blue.
We're three guys in a house. Who cares if I'm in my underwear? Who cares if you see the silhouette of my dick?
It's just something that I had to get off my chest, and I feel so much better because of it.
It's something that I have to put on your forehead. Tyler, that was actually really, really good, actually.
Thank you.
Don't ever do it again. And those are definitely not the gayest underwear that I have. I promise you.
Definitely.
We will talk about that on the next. Okay, I need to get myself back together. We need to get this whole thing has been a lot for me. Let's take another break. We'll regroup, and I'm going to put on a different pair of underwear.
Oh, thank God.
Today's show is brought to you by Flobe. Are you tired of the science nerds telling you what's fact and what's fiction? In this day and age, those words mean less than they ever have. Well, I think it's time that we stand up for ourselves with Flobe. What's Flobe, you ask? Oh, you stupid fuck. Flobe is the number one selling flat earth globe for all those people who don't like to be told what the truth. What's that? You say all the water is held onto this spinning sphere by a magical force that no one can see? Sure it is. Let me guess, humans or animals too? Made from fully sustainable organic styrofoam and placed atop a slightly less sustainable ivory stand, Flobe comes in three distinct versions. Flat, really flat, and Cameron Diaz flat. Now with more of the continents you love, like Flatfrica. But don't just take it from me. I'm only a wildly successful podcaster who could buy and sell pieces of shit like you without breaking a sweat. Instead, let's hear from real customers that definitely aren't my parents.
Not only is the Flobe completely accurate, it's also incredibly stylish. I keep it on display next to my Bigfoot scat collection.
That's not weird at all.
Well, I'm a teacher, and I brought my Flobe into class. They fired me. Thanks a lot, Flobe.
You got it. So order your Flobe today and show the world which facts you choose to believe. All orders must be submitted via a handwritten letter due to the government tracking us via communication technology. Please allow 2 to 30 weeks for delivery. Flo, it's not a map.
Those guys.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was going to ask you, what days does the trash go out? Because I got to put those out.
Maybe not the right time for that.
Mm. You hate.
Sunday night and Wednesday night.
Thank you.
Those guys, you hate. Those guys, you hate. Those guys, you hate.
And we're back again. And thank you guys so much for hanging out. And I mean, with all these advertisements and all this money pumping in, it's a crazy time, man. It honestly is a crazy time. We finally put ourselves out there, and it's been the response has been, without getting into specifics, way crazier than I had anticipated.
Fuck the response. I got to get myself a Flobe.
Yeah. Oh, that is incredible. They said that they were going to be shipping some in here, so we'll probably get one. I mean, we are the spokesperson. And I just want to give you, what about this for a business? What if I open up a hair salon called Curl Up and Die?
I think it's witty. I don't think you're going to get a lot of customers.
Ah, fuck customers. I'm here for the wit. And just before we get into anything else, because we got to get to the news, okay? Four is the only number in the English language where the number of letters equal the number itself. How about that?
How
does that make sense?
That, repeat it.
So the number of letters in the word four is four. That's the only number in the English language that's like that.
Interesting.
Also,
I guess
the number four on a calculator is made up of four light bars. Four light bars. Think about that.
I will not.
Okay, and finally, the word four in Chinese sounds very close to the word that they use for death, which is why so many hospitals do not have a fourth floor.
What's the word?
I don't know. I looked it up. Oh, I looked it up. It's just a friggin' picture, bro. What do you want me to do with that? Yeah. I also, if this will please you, Carol Baskins, I got some kookaburra.
Some what?
Kookaburra.
What is that?
Those are some birds.
Oh my God. Little
kookaburra.
You didn't get anything dangerous, did you?
Well, you know, there are a couple other animals that I have kind of wandering around here, but, you know, I'll let you kind of figure that thing out on your own. I don't want to get into the whole entire thing.
So, yes, they are dangerous. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that the kookaburra are. I don't know how close you want to get to, you know, the chipmunk, you know. It's got very sharp teeth.
Is it going to make a burrow out of my my hair and my skin like that?
You
like
do listen to me.
Of course I listen to you.
You're the best. Tyler, I need news. With the world is spinning wildly out of control, and I need news. News me. I think people are probably watching too much news right now.
Yes. Which I will say this. I have styled this show, episode 4.
Uh-oh.
I've styled this show in the hopes of being positive.
Oh, okay.
Even the stories I have are... positive.
I gotta tell you, I don't believe a single word that's coming out of your mouth.
Let me just get in.
All right, let's do the news.
Let me just get in the news.
Did you ever come up with a name for it, or what are we doing?
I told you the last 4 weeks, it is weekly news of the week today.
Oh, weekly news of the week today. I actually like that a lot. That's good. Tell me what you got.
Ryan, I don't know if you've noticed, but all the news is bad.
I honestly take in no news.
Like,
in this house, we don't watch the news at all.
I'm going to let you know, all of it. It's all bad.
Have you heard about this coronavirus?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everywhere you turn, you made that joke on the last episode. Everywhere you turn.
And the one before that.
It's bad news this and bad news that. Somehow, we have arrived at a period in time where we look back on Ebola with longing.
Oh my God, we were so young and carefree back during Ebola.
Remember when everyone was freaking out about Ebola? It was a peaceful time, a simpler time.
Well, because that's back when we thought that there was this sort of imaginary force field in between us and the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
A humbling, I say!
That's why I've decided to start this segment with some good news.
Oh, I thought you were going to say by getting Ebola.
What do you mean getting?
Okay, let's move it along.
Are you ready for the good news, Ryan?
I'm ready for the good news, Ryan. Let's do it.
Well, that's too bad because this news comes with a caveat. It's the best
fish eggs?
It's the best I can do in these trying times.
All right, tell me what you got.
According to a report done by Reuters in which they spoke to Rob Jackson, who not only chairs the Global Carbon Project, but he is also the professor of Earth System Science at Stanford University. Those are some serious bona fides.
He must have like the world's longest business card.
I'm just saying. Well, according to Mr. Jackson, carbon emissions could fall as much as 5% this year, a drop which has not been seen since World War II.
That sounds really good.
Now for the bad news.
What about the nocturnal emissions? Did he say anything about that?
Now for the bad news.
You never answer any of my questions.
Yes. The caveat is just that it's just plain bad news.
Okay.
I don't know why I tried to soften the blow. I'm very sorry. After the 2008 financial crisis, the dip in emissions was only 1.4%.
Okay.
But when everything started back up again, it rose by 5.1%.
So in other words, we gained 4%?
Almost 4%.
Do you know why that is?
Just because when everything comes back, everybody just fucking goes crazy, you know?
I'm going to hug people so hard when I can.
And think about the way people are going to go out and drink, the way people are going to go out and eat food. Mm. Everybody's going to go to excess.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
Okay, now, I do have some news.
Okay.
We're going to move on to the next story.
Okay.
That was depressing.
We don't know that will absolutely happen.
We do not know. You're absolutely right. I like where your head's at. The tea. I like you with the tea.
Yeah. I have a nice little, a ginger orange tea.
Ruined it. Become me again.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Okay. Now, I do have some news that I'm sure will put a smile on certain members of our audience, their faces. There's going to be smiles there.
Right? I'm more interested in their vertical smiles.
If you're into this sort of thing, I guess. I mean, I'm not.
It could be a butt crack. It could be a vagina.
I'm not talking about that. Stop ruining my segment.
Sorry.
I'm just reporting the news, Ryan. Yeah. Okay? I'm not into this.
Well, do it.
I'm not into this. I don't have a smile on my face. Do I have a smile on my face?
A little bit.
Do I have a smile on
my face? Giant smile. And the thing is, you have no idea when something is socially acceptable. So the fact that you're so worried about this is really worrying me.
Anyway, according to an article by I Fucking Love Science.
Oh, I like, yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah, those nerds are a little, they use the F word.
A psychedelic research company called Camtech.
Okay, a psychedelic research company.
Did not know that was a thing.
Wow.
Is attempting to create a type of magic mushroom that never produces a bad trip. Now,
isn't that a personal thing? How could they possibly do that?
Now, for those who don't know, myself included, obviously, the molecule that produces the psychoactive effect is called psilocybin, I think is how you pronounce it.
Psilocybin.
Psilocybin. You idiot.
Why do I talk?
However, magic mushrooms contain a wide variety of other compounds that may influence the psychedelic experience.
Dancing with the devil.
Excuse me. There are a wide variety of other compounds that may influence the psychedelic experience by interacting with the psilocybin.
And where did they do this? Where are we?
They're in a lab looking at the different molecules because not a whole lot of studying. Oh, you mean the location?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We've already missed it. Please continue.
So they have identified one particular chemical in the mushrooms,
okay,
that they believe is the cause for the euphoric feelings of when, you know, those junkies are doing magic mushrooms.
Okay, yeah. All right, so they've kind of, you know, pulled out the one thing that's giving you that euphoria.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I didn't write it down because it's, I don't want to bore people with too many details.
Sure.
But they got a report back from like 1978, or published a report back in like 1970s, 1980s, about all the people who have accidentally ingested magic mushrooms.
Now that's an interesting subject.
Correct. And this spanned years. And they found that all the people who reported that they experienced a euphoric feeling ate a specific type of mushroom.
Huh.
This particular type of mushroom has a chemical called...
Oh, here we go.
Arugenesin.
Nailed it.
They think with Arugenesin, they can find
better that
they
time.
Can find a way to produce magic mushrooms that would greatly assist those who work in the mental health field.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. They used to use all those hallucinogens all the time.
LSD was huge. LSD, for
yeah.
therapy.
MDMA, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now it's all making a comeback because we're not stupid, at least not as stupid, and we realize the benefits of marijuana, of psychedelics, of MDMA.
Well, I don't think that stuff was stopped because of benefits. I thought it's because, number one, the government can't cash in on people growing their own plants, but they figured out a way to do it.
Exactly.
And number two, because they don't want people to take, you know, psilocybin.
Psychoactive chemicals.
Because they are much harder to control.
Yes. Wake up, sheep!
Do you want me to go get them?
Oh, go. Don't you dare. Oh my God.
What are the chances they were right here in the garage? Sheeple.
Let's move on to our third and final story. You ready, Ryan?
I am so ready. Put it in my face.
According to West Palm Beach's, according to the West Palm Beach local news station, WPTV.
Where my beach is at?
A gender reveal party started a 10-acre fire right here in Florida.
Everybody who does a gender reveal party deserves to burn in a fire because nobody gives a shit about your baby that much. Not even you. You just want the presents and you want a cake to explode out blue or pink. You're an asshole. It's not about the baby. It's about you. I'm sorry about that. What were you saying?
I agree with you.
Okay. You don't look like it.
I'm gonna go ahead and just give people a peek behind the curtain. Go ahead and turn the music down. Just go ahead and just slide it on down. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I was gonna read. This is how the rest of the story is gonna go. You're gonna love this.
Oh, I don't know that.
You're gonna love this. I realize I'm delivering the news, but I can't help but give you my personal view on this. You see where I'm going with this? These people are the worst. To put others through that simply due to selfish reasons is disgusting. It's disgusting and should be against the law. I bet there were kids there too. Now, I thought you were going to say, oh, are you fine? I thought you were going to catch on and realize and say, oh, Tyler, are you talking about the gender reveal party, not the 10-acre party? And I was going to go, yes, Ryan, you got the joke. But then you stepped in before all that and ruined it.
I don't care. I got my shot off, and that's all that I really care about.
Honestly, hearing it come out of your mouth, I realized what a dumb joke that was, so thank you for that.
Well, I'm just here to help.
And that is the news!
Yay!
Yay!
I got to do my thing while it was happening, so that's pretty great, and I do like that.
So much for being positive.
Yeah, well, what I'm going to do now that you finally stopped talking so I could do more of my stuff, I'm going to give you guys a quick little updates on some things that have been ongoing since we started kicking this thing out around the whole country. As a matter of fact, not just around the country, around the whole world.
Worldwide,
there are people listening to this across Le Pond. So, all you people in the UK, I know you're wondering about Nick and his wedding and how the Sinister Minister is going to get in. Now, I am trying to sneak my way into my buddy Nick's wedding where he doesn't want me, and we've been talking about it. So, he has contacted me, very upset about the petition.
Okay.
All right. He said that he never signed up for any of that, and he said that there's absolutely no way that he is going to do it.
Which is why I backed away from the situation as quickly as possible, because I knew that was going to be the end result.
So, we're probably going to need a few more signatures, okay? I've seen all the romantic movies, and this is where you dig your heels in and just try a little bit harder. That's the way that it always worked in all of them.
Hello.
Oh, hey. Tyler, this is Doug.
Hey. Is he the one
Hello.
Who brought, are you the one who brought the animals?
No. Humans are animals, so I just thought that maybe this would appease the... Doug, give us a moment, please, because we're in the middle of something.
Hello.
All right. Yes. Okay. Go. How do you get a mic? That was weird. So,
he's like a Pokemon.
Also, we need to figure out. It's like a Pokemon. That was funny. We need to figure out who the leak is because somebody's telling Nick what's going on with this whole thing, and I do not like it.
You're telling Nick what's going on.
Huh. It's a real twist that I had not anticipated. And finally, the woman across the lake has a cell phone.
Hey.
She has a cell phone. And I'm feeling better about the situation. I feel like maybe just putting good vibes out maybe has helped her. I'm not 100% sure. But it is weird that seeing the top of her head where she's just staring down at a phone makes me feel like everything's going back to normal. That really kind of tells you where we're at as a society.
Maybe she's texting people for help. You know what? Let's leave it on a good turn. Good note.
The idea that she's texting people for help, that kind of signifies that she's just kind of looking for attention. So, you know what? Go ahead and do it. I don't give a shit, lady.
Okay.
Now, Tyler, after all this news, after all this tea, I need to run to the bathroom very quickly. It's getting really crowded in here. Can you please take care of these animals? Because they're driving me crazy. I didn't want these friggin' things in the first place.
You brought the...
Because I got people breathing down my neck, man.
We've been very high energy this show. Usually we're a little bit calmer. Sorry, guys.
No, we're not.
Yeah, and I'm sweating. I am sweating.
You are very sweaty. Yes, I have eyes. So let's do this. We're going to take a break. I'm going to use the potty. I'm going to come back, entertain your balls off. Tyler, take care of the animals.
Hey, this is Ryan from Those Guys You Hate. I can't tell you how excited I was when I found out about our new sponsor. You're always hearing commercials about buying gifts for that special someone in your life. A present for your girlfriend, your wife, or maybe even both. Let me ask you something, guys. What about the other important relationship in your life? Let's talk about your relationship with you. How many times have you gotten some moments alone and had no way to clean it up? Or even worse, gotten busted after you already did? That's where we come in.
Jerk shirt!
Whoa! Turn that down a little bit. Good God. Perfectly camouflaged to fit in with everyday life, Jerk Shirt has got you and your unborn kids covered. Jerk Shirt is a brand new way to clean up like a man. It does the same thing as those crusty old socks that are standing up in the corner of your room. But Jerk Shirt blends in perfectly with everyday surroundings. I've been using mine and I love it.
Jerk Shirt!
I'm serious. That is way too loud. That like hurt my heart. Old school meets new school with Jerk Shirt.
Jerk Shirt!
Dude! Made from the cutting edge in microfibers and blended seamlessly with hair from a Cambodian woman's back, Jerk Shirt can rise to any occasion.
Jerk Shirt! Jerk Shirt! Jerk Shirt!
What the hell? This is so stupid. What's the difference between cleaning up with a sock or a fucking shirt? Ahem. Enter promo code HATE at checkout for an extra tug on savings. That's HATE. Jerk Shirt. Undercover clothes for undercover bros. Coming soon, Splooge Bra.
Those guys.
That is not correct.
You hate.
That is not correct.
Those guys you hate. Those guys you hate. Those guys you hate.
And we are back for the final time, and we are just taking all the money that all of you suckers have to offer.
You guys are idiots.
Yeah, and let me tell you another way that I'm going to get their money. Okay, here's another business that I've already invested
in. Tell me. Don't tell them, though.
How do I turn this
down? Just whisper. Whisper. They can't hear you if you whisper.
Wait, I'm turning this down. Okay, right. I got it. All right. I'm going to start an anti-abortion group.
Okay.
I'm not sure how to monetize it yet.
All the rage right
now. Yeah, no. The kids love that shit. Mm-hmm. We're going to call it Nobody Puts Baby in the Coroner.
God.
Yeah! Hell yeah!
That actually might be one of your best ones ever.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Of course, it's so morbid.
And I didn't steal it off the internet. I actually came up with it.
Did you really?
I really did. Awesome. I really did.
I am genuinely impressed.
Unlike everything else on this show.
Yeah, whatever.
So
thank you, Reddit.
Thank you, Google. Now, Tyler, you got a little segment in you. I know you're supposed to bring this up, but I don't know you're gonna.
You're so intimidating, you know? I'm scared to open my mouth.
Is it the fast twitch muscle fiber?
For beating up 8-year-olds? Yes.
We need to scrub that from the internet. Internet, I demand that you erase that right now.
That's the Streisand effect right there. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, where she ordered it to not be on the internet?
Back in like 2003, back before the internet was what the internet is.
The dark ages.
No, that was the 50s. She yelled, don't take pictures of my house, which of course made
everybody follow what she said.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. So as a matter of fact, Disney had a situation like that where somebody was making a movie about Disney, about all the horrible things that go on behind the scenes, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard Disney likes to kind of be in control.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And they got hired there at Disney, and then they would secretly record everything that's going on.
Okay.
The movie was made.
That's like the lost symbol.
Exactly. Yeah. The movie was made, and it premiered at one of those like Cannes Film Festival or whatever.
It's pronounced Cannes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cannes, whatever. Disney, unlike most people who find themselves in one of these kind of situations, decided not to do anything about it. Don't bring attention to it. Don't sue them.
I guess by not saying it, if you say something, you're giving it credit.
Not only are you giving it credit, hey, this mega corporation doesn't want me to see something. That is insulin for the internet's diabetes.
Okay.
For the internet's diabetes.
I will tell you, and there's a lot of fat people on the internet.
Yeah.
It's a broad band.
I'm so proud of you today.
Thank you so much. Nobody puts baby in the corner. I can still soak up more of that, right? But you know what? That's a super shrewd move. That takes chutzpah.
What it reminds me of is the same kind of balls that it takes.
Don't say it like
is
that.
Is when the balls, when Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos was cheating on his wife.
Yep.
And that magazine or newspaper tried to blackmail him.
Threatened him, sure.
And he just came out and was like, hey guys, this is what's going on.
Well, you know who else did that? David Letterman. David Letterman was being blackmailed by somebody, and he did it on his show and neutered the guy.
You cannot pay a blackmailer.
And like called the person out by name.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. And David Letterman was like a cult leader, much like we hope to be. And man, he really, I mean, that takes balls, man, because so many people bend to public pressure.
Absolutely.
We don't.
I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah, please. Please, David Letterman, I suck you off.
David Letterman, I suck you off?
I suck you off.
So I wanted to do a segment that will be beneficial for the listeners at large. Something that will just warm their hearts. And
all right, do it quickly because I have my segment too and people are waiting around. They want to get to they want the juice to be worth the squeeze.
I'm going to need you to never use that saying with me ever again. All right. Let me get started.
Hit me.
Ryan, as you know, there is so much negativity in the world
today.
That's
not true, you idiot.
Turn on the news, and you'll get story after story of people doing terrible things to one another. People who hate others without knowing a single thing about them. People seem to find hating each other easier than liking and respecting one another.
Wait a minute. Look, very quickly, and I don't want to derail you. I think that there is a segment of the population that is coming around on that. And I think that people are, a mirror has been held up to society, and we don't like what we're looking back at. How come the second half of our shows are always a lot deeper than the first half?
Because we run out of energy and we need to do things that go with the slow.
I don't think that's what it is. Please continue.
That's why I think it is important for us to acknowledge those relationships that may not be sustainable, but that we appreciate and are thankful for nonetheless.
So you got to find the little relationships and really focus on that. Because that's what you're saying?
Absolutely. I could get up here and I could say, man, you know, you spend more time with your family, love your friends more. We know that we
should. I French kiss my gym teacher.
Man, there's a lot to unpack there. I'm just going to breeze right on by and we can talk off air on that.
It's actually not a lot to unpack. It's like a carry-on. We kissed under the locker.
I'm going to need you to stop talking.
Okay. I mean, if you're listening, call me.
This is the second episode you beg for your teacher, your gym teacher's...
What's wrong with... Like, did I do something? I can change. I you know.
You're too old now. You've grown past the age
Sure, I got a C, but I'll put it in your A.
Oh.
Too much? A bit on the nose?
Bit on the nose. All right. I am saying, with this whole thing that I'm doing right now, I am saying that it is so important. Relationships are a very important thing in life.
I think, and I tell my son that it is, at the end of your life, it's the only thing that matters.
The single it's not only a relationship with others, but more importantly, a relationship with yourself.
Well, you can't have a good relationship with others without having a good relationship with yourself. This show is turning into shit.
Exactly.
I hate what we're doing.
What do you mean turning into?
Yeah, good point.
As a matter of fact...
You can't edit that out. I laughed through it. It's going to stay in.
As a matter of fact, we love these relationships even more because we know that the relationship is destined to end. With that being said...
Like my gym teacher.
It's time for my new segment. Did we just become best friends?
Hey, I like it. We need uplifting news right now, man.
Here we go.
Have you heard about this coronavirus?
I'll never be able to tell you how I feel about you. The comfort you bring me, the energy you provide me, the willingness I feel to take risks when you're there, to better myself, to love. I don't know your name, nor do I know where you come from. I don't even know what you look like, but I do know this. I am thankful for you. The confidence you instill in me to push myself, to overcome every obstacle and to never care about what other people think of me, no matter how fast we go. I'm sure everyone in our audience is just as confused as you right now. So let me paint you a picture, Ryan.
I'm not confused. I've heard this before.
Good point. You're driving.
You just inhaled so much saliva.
Oh my God.
You're driving in your car on a long road trip. The trip itself has become monotonous, boring, dull. Maybe you've lost yourself in the hum of the engine, the small vibrations of the tires speeding over the asphalt, lulling you into a peaceful trance. Or maybe you found yourself ruminating on how futile this endless cycle of death and despair we call life is. Maybe you've just realized that you're driving a 2-ton bullet, and maybe you've just realized how easy it would be to drive this machine over a cliff and remove everyone in the car from this painful existence that we call reality. But alas,
that got very intense, bro.
Before you come to your senses and kill everyone in the car, you realize something. That green Honda has been behind you, following your every move for miles. Although you're not entirely sure when it began, you feel a spark of light within you. You get excited, but you temper those emotions. You've been hurt too many times before, and you don't want to jump to conclusions. You want to know that they're ready to commit. There are two cars coming up with just enough room to squeeze between them. And as you speed up, change lanes, and narrowly avoid hitting either car, you excitedly glance in your rear view mirror.
Nailed it.
And sure enough, the green Honda emulates you. This is it. You've made a connection and you're riding high. For miles and miles, you both drive in ecstasy, knowing that the other is there. He or she, like a gigantic green metal angel watching your back. Even as you drive and frequently look back, even as you know they're looking back at you, you know this love must come to an end. As you get within a mile of your exit, you take one final long look back at your friend, your compatriot, nay, your brother or sister. You know that you will never meet again. You give two quick honks as a final goodbye and acknowledgement for what happened here. an acknowledgement to the love that was born here on this highway at 90 miles per hour. And you know that you will never forget them until your third drink later that evening. As I come to the conclusion of my love letter, I just want you to know that wherever you are out there, thank you.
Yay!
And that is it. Did we just become best friends?
Wow, very good.
Is that not an underappreciated relationship?
What you just read makes me really think that you're missing out on regular relationships.
I don't know what those are like.
They're all the rage nowadays.
I gotta tell you, driving around and waving at people that have been driving next to you for X amount of time, a lot of fun.
I like waving at people. It scares the shit out of them.
Through their bedroom windows.
Yeah. Hi. Could you pull the blinds up a little bit?
I love what you've done with the place.
I do know what you, but you know what? I know what you're talking about based upon other, I have never had that experience. I'm dead serious.
You've never experienced that before?
I've never experienced that before. And the reason why is because whenever I go on a road trip with people, nobody will ever let me drive.
Yeah, you are not a
great
driver.
I'm a terrible driver.
Yeah, you're not great.
I think that the thing that makes me so good, I mean, I guess depending upon who you ask.
Go on.
At coming up with stupid ass shit for this show, is what makes me so bad at driving because my mind is in a million different places. So we went to go get Pollo Tropical, which is tropical polio for all the people around the country. And I almost killed the guy walking down the street. I almost drove over that guy on the sidewalk, and you almost jumped out of your skin.
I didn't almost jump out of my skin. I had to.
It was
grab,
very scary.
I had to grab you by the bicep and say, and I'm sure most people listening to the
how'd that
the,
bicep feel though?
The sound, it was very full.
That ain't terrible, right?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Crush an 8-year-old.
That's
a callback to a different part in the show, guys. Listen to the whole thing, you a-holes.
Right. It would be really weird if they jumped to an hour and 12 minutes.
Yeah, they're
hour
like,
and 13 minutes.
I want to try out this podcast. Let's just skip by.
I don't want the whole thing. I just want the last 15 minutes.
I want to see what arbitrary 14 seconds is.
So, Ryan, you have a segment, correct?
I do. But all I'm saying is whenever I drive around with people, nobody's ever like, hey, Ryan, you should drive. I was in that band forever, and we toured across the not just the country. We went everywhere. I drove one time, okay?
How early in the trip was, or how early in the band?
Oh, no. This was way towards the end. We had bought a 15-passenger van. We had a U-Howl hooked up on the back.
Well, the reason why I ask is because they knew from the very get-go that you shouldn't drive?
No, I didn't get my driver's license until I was 22.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I had serious drug problem, and I knew if I got my driver's license, somebody would die, probably me. So
very smart.
Yeah, well, I was a real smart idiot. So I kind of followed. It's been a theme of the life. So I drove one time. My van, we called it Barney because it was a big purple dinosaur, and I drove one time. Somebody hit us from behind. It had nothing to do with me. A trucker slammed into our U-Howl. I slammed on the brakes, and I got us out of it. They never let me drive again.
What do you mean you got them? Or you got everybody out of it? What does
that
mean?
Because I was driving. The guy hit us from behind, and that could be a really scary situation. It was a big giant truck. I stopped the car.
Oh, I see what you mean. Right. By get everybody out of it, you mean you handled the situation.
Yeah, I did. Which honestly, I don't even know how I did it, but
I thought you meant like you got out of the car and like discussed it with the
other
driver.
No, I climbed up onto the roof while we were still driving, jumped into his truck.
Ooh.
He had had a seizure. Actually, a very quick
Fast and Furious style.
That was the hand job that ensued. A funny story about that.
You're on motherfucking fire.
I have never been better. As I was driving, I had my drummer, a very close friend of mine, still to this day, Squiggles, sitting to my right. And I had, because I was very broke at that time, I think I went on like a month-long tour with $100. And I brought vodka in water bottles. And he grabbed my water bottle thinking that it was water and took a gulp. Because he's a gulper. He's not a drinker. He's a gulper.
I'm the same way.
Yes, you will crush a beverage.
Well, because I forget to drink for like 6 hours at a time. So I have to drink all my water in the 4 moments throughout the day that I remember to actually drink.
But do you think it's from being thirsty or it's just in your DNA? Like my son's grandfather, he drinks
Like I have, like it's a competition.
Drinks water.
He's like what's the hot dog eating? He's like Joey Chestnut of soda water. This guy crushes
soda water.
That's what he drinks. Soda water.
Ugh. Carbonated water is like one of the worst things. Known
it's
to
the
man.
Most disgusting. That and tonic are fucking disgusting. If you like soda water or tonic, shut this off right now. We don't want you. We don't want you.
Tyler's okay with you.
We don't want you.
I'm really sweaty. We need to keep this going.
Yeah, you are so sweaty.
I am so sweaty.
Because here's the thing. You have your computer open, and I'm seeing this. It's reflecting on this. It's a line in your neck.
Ryan, it's called...
It's fucking disgusting, dude.
It's called glistening.
It is not glistening. It is called...
Glistening.
It is like Old Faithful. It is pouring out of your neck.
Glistening, anyway, pouring, whatever.
I'm gonna do my segment, if that's okay with you. And I'm not gonna tell you right up front. I want you to work for it a little bit.
Okay.
If you love it, then you should have put a Nuva ring on it. Tyler, what do the pyramids of Giza and the Mona Lisa have in common with Twitter and Pepsi?
Twitter and Pepsi put advertisements on the sides of pyramids.
Okay, yeah, just shut up. I spy with my little eye a segment by a guy named Rye on a thing called Fi.
Listen, motherfucker, we got one rhymer in here and it's me today, okay? Back up.
I can also rhyme as well. That is why you kind of stink? I don't know. Anyway, Fi. It's also...
You purposely walked over, you kind of smell as the rhyme, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't get the show. Now, I know that some people pronounce it as Fee. But then I don't know how to rhyme it. So I like Fi. What do you call it?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
You don't know what Fi is? Mm-hmm. Yet you absolutely do, you stupid bleep.
Oh, are you talking about the golden ratio?
Yes, the golden ratio. Do you call it Fi, Fi? What do you call it?
I don't know. I honestly don't know the pronunciation.
I'm glad that we did this. This is, I mean.
Oh, I'm so glad that we could talk before the show and you could give me all the information that I needed so I don't look like a fucking idiot.
I'm asking you the question about something that is tattooed on your body.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the problem. You really don't. The golden ratio, or Fi.
I've never heard it called that.
You've never heard it called Fi? You read the same book. Actually, I'm glad you said that. I got this from, I believe that this is Da Vinci Code. Dan Brown, if you haven't read it, you're a shithead.
I actually got this, full nerd alert, by the way. I got the tattoo, the idea for the tattoo, from a book based off of the StarCraft video game franchise.
I know normally I would just savage you for this, but we used to have that computer over at mom's house before we killed her, and we had that StarCraft
every
DVD.
Time.
Yeah,
every time I tell you not to talk about it, and you fucking talk about
what
it.
It's subtle. It's more subtle than you think.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember that? It was the StarCraft thing, the DVD
of course,
the computer.
Of course,
that was a banger. That was a fucking fun ass game.
Absolutely.
I would always be a certain people where you had these tanks and you push a button and they would like expand out into a different.
Those are the humans.
Oh, was it the humans?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would have thought myself more of an alien. But I always used those tanks and I would dominate. This isn't interesting to anyone. The golden ratio, or Fi, which is 1.618, is believed to be the most beautiful number in the universe.
Yes.
Now, what isn't up for debate is that Fi is a fundamental building block. Go ahead. In nature.
Thank you.
It's based on, and I won't bore you with this, it's based on the Fibonacci sequence, which is a mathematical pattern where the two preceding numbers add up to the next number.
Fibonacci, but yes.
Shut the fuck up, dude. We can review you, piece of shit. If you measure the distance from the top of your head to the floor, then divide that by the distance from your belly button to the floor, guess what number you get?
The same number?
Fi. From the ovary of an anglerfish to Hurricane Irene, so many things in nature share the golden ratio.
It's so crazy that you know all this off the top of your head.
Dude, I'm telling you, I need to get some sort of computer. Could you imagine what I could do with that?
Good God.
And I know I'm going to totally lose you on this, but I genuinely believe that this is proof of a higher power. Don't you think that math...
Okay.
No, but I'm being dead serious, and you can call it whatever you want.
Okay.
I think that if it's down to a percentage point, that doesn't seem to you like something that is intelligently designed, and I understand the words that I'm wielding, and do you know what I mean?
I am going to play the other side just for shits and giggles,
just like with sexuality.
Just
you're gay. I'm sorry. Anthony's here now, and I just want to show off.
Passive aggressive Anthony is here, and he's just trying to make himself look cool.
That microphone looks like a dick in your mouth. Go ahead.
And yet you're the only one in this room that's deep-throated a microphone.
I can't stop looking at it. Go ahead. So go ahead.
I forgot what I was saying.
We're talking about a higher power. We're talking about the golden number.
To make the other side of the argument, one could argue that those percentages, the reason why they've gotten so fine, as you put, is because it's been billions of years that these things have been coming to fruition.
I understand what you're saying.
What we're looking at now is the result of billions upon billions of years of just evolution and growth.
Where the environment has basically worked out the best way that everything works. But when you can sharpen it down to such a point, doesn't that completely almost disprove chaos theory?
Because just in that small little... I don't know how to pronounce the word correctly. Infinitesimal. Thank you. Even in that tiny, tiny, tiny nanospeck of a degree,
right,
when you're talking about nature and the earth and the universe,
right?
It goes on for forever.
Oh, okay, you sound like an idiot. So,
wait a minute.
Not good enough? Measure the distance from your shoulder to your fingertips and then divide it by the distance from your elbow to your fingertips.
I was feeling very good about that.
Oh, were you? You're the only one. Hip to floor divided by knee to floor. Finger joints, toes, spinal division. Okay, so listen. So the human body is dripping with phi.
I'm going to start calling you passive-aggressive Ryan.
I'm aggressive-aggressive Ryan. But what else? The opposing spirals in sunflower seeds. Do you know how they grow, Tyler?
Phi?
You guessed it.
Whoa!
Now, what I associate immediately with the golden ratio, and you tell me if you feel the same way.
I do.
Is that perfect spiral of a nautilus shell. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's beautiful. You know where else you see that is in a honeycomb.
Yes.
Which is so awesome.
That's exactly right with the honeycomb. And we will get to honeycombs in just a moment.
Ooh.
But it is beautiful to you. And that's why I asked you at the very beginning, let me scroll back, about Twitter, Pepsi, Giza, and the Mona Lisa. They are pleasing to the eye because they all exhibit phi. That rhymed, and I didn't mean it, but now I don't know how to fix that. But so what? Basically, it's something that appeals to your eye.
Well, they use phi in photography,
yes,
to tell you to get the most perfect shot, to get to where the human eye is going to be drawn to the place where you want.
You're exactly
it.
Exactly
right. Use phi.
It's called the rule of thirds,
mm-hmm,
in photography.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me find my spot.
This is where he just.
Okay, the nautilus shell. Now, it's almost exactly like the cochlea of your inner ear.
Mm-hmm.
That is phi as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why?
No, I do not.
Oh, wait, I messed this up.
Okay.
Do you know why, Tyler?
You didn't mess it up. That's the same question. No, I don't.
I know. We're going to cut that out.
All right.
Phi, phi, fo, fum. That's how math gets shit done. Now, from the minute to the colossal. Spiral galaxies follow the divine proportion as well. Now, the Milky Way has several spiral arms.
Passive-aggressive Anthony, now that I can look you in the eye and now that somebody's here in this room with
you
me.
You look back at me, you son of a bitch.
I'm so happy somebody could be here to just witness what it is that I have to fucking put up with.
Because you asked me about that shot of tequila and it's like a mudslide. It falls down, we go down the rabbit hole every single time.
I wish everybody in the audience could see my incredulous look right now. I asked for the shot of tequila.
If everybody in the audience could see your face, everybody would cancel their subscription to our show. Now,
don't you fucking laugh.
Now, listen to me. The Milky Way has several spiral arms. Do you know what the degree of every single one of those arms is?
You know what? I am not a mathematical genius, but I'm going to guess just off the top of my head.
You've got high apple phi in the sky hopes. Now, faces, both human and non-human faces, abound with the golden ratio. The mouth and the nose are positioned at golden sections of the distance between the eyes to the bottom of the chin. The eye and the ear follow the same pattern. Do you know what that pattern is, Tyler?
Phi.
I believe in a thing called phi. Just listen to the rhythm of the sky. I can't get that high.
One of the best songs.
Well.
And the music video is crazy.
The pyramid, the Great Pyramid of Giza, the Taj Mahal, Notre Dame, phi, phi, phi.
You know, and it makes you, being serious for just a split second.
Make it quick, because I got other wacky things to say to you.
It really, because you always hear the argument about, like, when you talk about how did the Egyptians build the pyramids of Giza?
Slave labor.
Yes.
On many dead bodies. Yes.
China, America, all these countries have taught us.
You know what? Yes, you're right. Russia?
You can build anything if you throw enough bodies.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, that's why you make everybody, you make them, you know, do the sex.
He's pushing his gross fingertips together, and I don't know what's happening.
We don't talk about that. We don't talk about that.
And that's the thing is that we look at the pyramids of Giza, and there's actually a photo that I just saw online, a week ago, which is at a certain time of the year. Obviously, the pyramids of Giza line up with stars in the sky.
Absolutely,
which is fucking crazy.
Isn't one of the corners of it? Isn't it like perfectly due north? Isn't it like incredibly?
I believe so. It's the exact same thing when we went to Mexico and we saw those
Chichen Itza.
The Chichen Itza.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing where they had built it so perfectly. Yeah,
that's exactly
what it is. That the sound would be able to be carried out. Just the way that they knew how to build back then is just blows my mind.
Well, to actually draw, you told like a quarter of the story. The way that they Chichen Itza are the box pyramids, the Mexican box pyramids. That pyramids are around the world, and people have always tried to. It's like ascending to heaven, works.
Isn't that the most perfect shape in nature?
It is like a triangle. What I talked about on last. It's the most structurally sound shape found in nature. But the thing it's like ancient knowledge. This stuff, like obviously now we have technology and we have all these things that they didn't have back in the Dark Ages. But there are things that they understood back then that we don't understand now. And I think that that's kind of like the quest.
Well, they were forced to understand it through those means because they had no other alternative options.
They were raped by
environment. Would you stop saying the word raped? We've said the word rape. Maybe that might be the 11th time that it's been said this show. Enough with the rape. That's 12.
We're looking at you, Morgan Freeman. All right. Now, I'm sorry. Dad, I am so sorry. The number of petals on a flower consistently follow the Fibonacci sequence. Did I say that right?
Fibonacci.
Yeah, I'm not saying it like that. You sound like a fucking idiot. That's like saying that you eat prosciutto. I mean, bro, it's prosciutto.
You say it like that.
Do you like a little mozzarella on your pizza? Oh, we got a real Italian in the house. Is that how you say it? Mozzarella? Okay.
He's Italian?
Anthony, I don't want to say his whole name. Forgive me. Vertical Anthony.
Good God, what a spick.
Now,
wait, is that the right insult for them?
The lily has 3 petals. Buttercups have 5. Chicories have 21 and daisies have 34. Do you know Phi, Tyler?
Not to that degree.
You were supposed to say Phi and then I was going to do a joke following up here.
You said, do you know Phi? You gave me a yes or no question.
Okay, I'm going to try this again.
Yeah, please.
Do you know Phi, Tyler?
Yes.
Phi.
Phi.
No, actually, it's because of the Darwinian process. Each petal is placed 0.618 per turn out of a 360-degree circle, which allows for the best possible exposure and the optimal use of sunlight.
Just so people understand who are listening to the edit of the show, which is going to be everybody.
Yeah, we got to cut all this out.
You asked me if I knew Phi. You're giving me a yes or no question, but you want my answer to be Phi. I don't understand how that works.
The double helix structure, Tyler, of DNA. The Last Supper, pine cones, George Clooney's fucking face, Tyler.
Oh, what a handsome face.
Tyler, if you divide the number of female bees in the colony by the number of males, do you know what number you get?
Pi.
I just want to fly.
Oh, my God.
I think this number, baby, is the sum of the last two, maybe. You know what? But don't you think that that's interesting that universes match up with our DNA but to the decimal point?
Well, somebody that you hate greatly, Neil deGrasse Tyson, always says...
He's just the worst.
He is
the worst.
I love him.
Oh,
I
of course you do. Love him. Of course you do, because you like fucking gas bags.
I do a show with you, bro.
You don't like me.
He always talks about how we are made from star stuff.
He always talks about how great Neil deGrasse Tyson is. That's what he talks about, how smart he is.
I don't use this word very often. You're a hater.
Please don't ever use that again. But don't you think that that's interesting that the cosmos, that the universe is literally the same makeup as our DNA. That's super interesting.
It absolutely, you will not hear a disagreement from me. However, I will acknowledge the fact that if the universe is set up that way, it would make sense that over the course of billions of years, we, our components, the things that make us up, are also made up that way. I mean, doesn't that make sense?
But, I mean, you're saying that the perfection of life proves chaos theory, and that does not ring true to me.
That's not what I'm saying at all.
But you're saying that basically through universal evolution, not evolution of a species, but evolution of just the way that the math of life works, it all worked out in a chaotic way that it's all perfect. I don't agree with that.
It didn't all work out in a chaotic way. It wasn't a matter. Can you imagine how, and this is the thing, we always look the other way about how, hey, what could have been if we didn't go in this particular reason, in this particular way, or if we didn't get a...
I like particular. There's an R in there. Put the R in there. I hate that. It's a hard R.
Particular. If you were designing any species whatsoever,
I would love to.
Would you put the hole that they need to breathe out of the same hole that you need to shove food into? That is a fucking flaw, bro.
Wait a minute. You're filling out your resume to be God? Because you can't take care of your own life.
I can't be God. I would just want to be a cult leader. There's a difference.
Tyler, we need to stop saying that word. We're just liquidate your assets and email us. That's all we're asking.
Naked photos. I'm a simple man.
Yes, you are. And that, Filer, is Phi. Now, obviously, all these numbers aren't exact, but I spoke about it in absolutes just because it makes it more fun.
And you talk about everything in absolutes.
That is never true. That's never true. I always don't do that. Now, let's for this final segment, let's get all the animals to come back in here. Where are my animals?
You want them to come back in here?
Let's get them back in here. Yeah, to prove to everybody how much we love them or whatever the fuck it is.
You asked me to take care of them.
Yes, take care of them while I went to the bathroom.
They're in the garage.
Okay, just let me grab them and bring them in here for the end of the show because people care about this shit. Hold on one second.
Okay. That's weird. I'm not sure what you're going to do with them.
Tyler, where? In the garage?
Yeah, right there in the corner. Big black trash bag?
Tyler!
What?
Tyler, I said take care of the animals.
I did take care of them.
No.
What's the problem?
Doug!
You
what happened to Doug?
You
he had a wife and kids, Tyler. Doug had 8 kids.
First of all, you said humans are animals. And second of all, you said take care of the animals.
He's my dog, Pa. I'll take care of him. You're disgusting. The show is over.
Tyler, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, ladies and gentlemen, please appreciate the relationships around you. It doesn't have to be your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister, somebody close to you.
What about tu hermano?
Just enjoy the relationships you have, whether they be fleeting or whether they be lifelong. We should all be there for each other. We're all part of the same species, regardless of your skin color or what you believe in or whatever. Let's just love each other, you know? And I can say this now because I'm not rich. I don't sound like a douche while I say this.
Well, we do have these commercials. That money is rolling
but
in.
But it hasn't been deposited in yet. So while we're still broke,
I'm checking my BOA every 5 minutes.
Did you just shorten Bank of America?
I don't have time for that. I'm a very busy businessman.
While we are still broke, we only have a few seconds left until we become multimillionaires.
Oh, dude. I mean, we are on the edge of forever.
I just need to say to everybody, please, moral of the story today is just love each other. Not orgy-wise, although awesome. Please just love each other, support each other, respect each other. And even though you see somebody doing a super shit thing like
buying all the bread,
hoarding resources, buying all the shit. Okay, yes, they are assholes. We can all agree on it.
They could get in trouble for loafing.
But I'm trying to be serious here.
I'm trying to help. What's the problem? You're being a real heel. That's the end of the bread.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a pun that nobody gets.
Coming back, I learned something new. I will say,
I agree with you.
Just be positive, even in the face of negativity.
I would say this is
so difficult, but please try.
I would say that this is forcing us into banding together.
Absolutely. And we've talked about this on previous episodes. I am.
Well, we've only had three plus zero.
If you've had one before, that means there's previous episode.
All right. All right. Sorry. You don't have to yell at me in front of all my friends.
I will. Just the one.
I'm talking about the multitudes of people that we're talking to.
I will say that this, we are going to come out of this with society altered. And we
for the better,
we get to decide how that alteration comes about. Well, do we want it more positive, or do we want to just fuck each other over?
Well, I think, and much like what I said to you last time, and it's something that really rang true with me, is that I think that our cultural revolution comes down to our personal revolution. We are now these autonomous kind of people who are all doing things by themselves. If you want to change society, you have to change yourself. How did I get involved in your moral of the story?
Because you're an idiot and you're easy to persuade.
Yes, I am.
And I will say, do not give in to the negativity. Do not give in to the negativity.
You telling me to not give in to the negativity is like you telling me to not eat fast food.
Yeah, exactly. Because I know how unhealthy it is for
you. Do you want to be like this? All right, now you ask me.
Ryan, what is the moral of this story?
I'm not going to waste time with that bullshit like you're talking about. Wizard of Oz proves that gold's not real, okay? And if you want to argue with the Cowardly Lion or Dorothy or another character from that thing that I talked about, then you're going to have to talk to... I mean, it's been around for 100 years. It's obviously true. Thank you guys so much for coming along on session 4 on 4-4 with us. We love you guys so much. And the response that we have gotten to this show has been overwhelming for me, dude.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Honestly, from the bottom of our hearts, our empty, soulless hearts, thank you so much for everybody who has even meandered into yes. our podcast.
I would say that that's most of these people, because here's the deal. I have listened to AM radio since I was a little kid, which I believe was like the forefront of podcasts.
You sound so old.
Talk radio.
Is that a thing still?
And it's something that I've always loved. What I don't know about is the numbers. Okay. And it's something that I'm still not going to know about, because I'm not going to get invested in this thing for the numbers. But what I will tell you is I have been shocked by what has happened with us in such a small amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been incredible. And all I want to do is go on this ride with you guys. I want to start a community, and I love what's happening here. And it feels right, and it feels great. This thing's got fire written all over it.
I could not agree more. I feel like we're in the right place at the right time, and I'm really hoping that we bring a certain level of entertainment to the people who want to listen to us.
Oh, you finally did it.
Wow, you really had to ruin the moment. Damn it. Well, on that note, we are those guys you hate.
Be kind or we'll kill you.